好，弟兄姊妹，我们先来念几处的圣经。
Friends and sisters, let's read some of the Bible verses.
我们先请翻到箴言十七章二十二节。
Proverbs chapter 17:22.
箴言的十七章二十二节。
Proverbs 17:22.
很短哈、哦，那个喜乐的心乃是良药。忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
A joyful heart promotes healing, but a broken spirit dried up the bones.
喜乐的心 是良药。
A joyful heart is good medicine.
但当一个里面是忧伤的人呢，他的骨是枯干的。
When a person is a broken spirit, the bones are dried up.
我们再请读路加福音十五章第六节跟第七节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 6 and 7.
路加福音十五章六跟七节，就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说：“我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。”我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
And being come to the house, calls together the friends and the neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep. I say unto you that thus there shall be joy in heaven for one repentant sinner, more than for 99 righteous who have no need of repentance.
然后同一章的最后一节哈，
the same chapter, verse 32.
只是你这个弟兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
But it was right to make merry and rejoice, because this thy brother was dead and has come to life again, and was lost and has been found.
这句话是那个浪子回头的那个故事的最后一句话。
It's the story of the prodigal son. This is the last verse.
就是这个浪子呢，是死而复活，失而又得的。所以这个父亲说，我们应当欢喜快乐。
This prodigal son was dead and has come to life again and was lost and has been found. So the father said, it is right that we make merry and rejoice.
我们再念一处《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
Thessalonians, First Thessalonians, chapter 5.
帖前五章十六到十八节。
First Thessalonians 5:16-18.
对，不太一样。那个五章十六到十八哈，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God and Christ Jesus concerning you.
所以弟兄姊妹这边看到说，神有一个旨意。
So brothers and sisters, we see here that God has a will.
这个旨意呢，要弟兄姊妹常常的喜乐。
That is that brothers and sisters to rejoice always.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想大家可能知道我今天要讲什么。
I'm sure you will know what I'm going to share about today.
那个两个月前呢，我跟大家有点交通到在主里面的安息。
About a couple months ago, I shared with you the rest that is in Jesus.
但是我想，我们常常把平安喜乐、平安喜乐常常放在一起。
Oftentimes we link the peace and joy together.
所以我回去想一想，是不是主可以让我能够更多的明白在主里面的喜乐。
So I went back to seek the Lord to have me understand more about what it is to have that joy in the Lord.
那个，我想弟兄姊妹慢慢我们能够明白哈，这个那个平安呢是从我们深处出来的。
Gradually we will realize that this peace is from within, inwardly.
那个不是外面的，是我们里面涌流出来的。
It's not outwardly, but it's flowing from within.
但是那个有时候我们讲到安息的时候，我们知道说里面好像很平静安稳的那种感觉。
Sometimes when we speak about rest, we know that inside is very, it's restful, it's calm.
那喜乐呢，又好像感觉是里面有一个踊跃跳跃的这个感觉。
But when we say joy, it's like, you know, it's rejoicing, it's keeping inside.
其实啊，有时候这个我们可以装出来像喜乐跟平安，但是大部分是装不出来。
Sometimes we can fake it. We can fake the joy and the rest, but most of the times we can't.
所以这是我有想说，有时候我们可以假装里面好像很平静。
Sometimes we can fake inward, that inside is very quiet.
但是我总是觉得，一个人能够喜乐， 这很难很难装出来。
Somehow I feel that for a person to be joyful, it's difficult to fake.
我在那个我们中学的时候，初中的时候。
In junior high.
我们都要练习写那个中文的作文嘛。
We have to practice Chinese essay.
有一次老师出了一个题目。
Our teacher gave us a topic.
Topic 对，叫做笑。
It's laughter.
那笑这种。然后我就好好的把这个笑就好好发挥一下。
So I kind of explore on that laughter.
然后我就说，这个你常常笑呢，你这个身体就好。
So I say, if you laugh a lot, then you'll be good physically.
然后笑的话，那个大家都跟你就是这个人的关系也都很好。
When you laugh, you know your people relationships will be good.
反正这个笑的呢，好像能治百病这样。
So it's as if the laughter can cure all illnesses.
那写的这个乱写一通，写的好像头头是道。
So I just kind of wrote it, and it seemed to make sense.
然后被老师贴在这个墙壁后面作为模范作文。
So it was a model essay in the back of the classroom wall.
那我就请我一个最好的这个同学呢，请他这个稍微鉴赏一下。
So I asked my one of my very good friends to look at it.
他看完之后
，after he has
read， 他说这摇摇头有点，我说你写，他说你写的好像有点夸张。
He said you magnified it.
对，我想那个是我小时候不知道，就是感觉。去想象什么叫做一个快乐或是喜乐。
So I kind of imagine what is happiness, what is some joy.
我其实受浸的时候呢，我们在这边受浸的时候，大部分会收到一个小礼物嘛。
When we are baptized, usually when we baptize, we have a little gift.
所以，我再过两天就信主二十年了。
In about a couple of days, I've come to the Lord for about 20 years.
对，感谢主，叫我们这个人生呢，能够有盼望。
We thank the Lord that we have hope in this life.
所以我受浸完的时候，就收到一个小礼物，是小小的牌子。
So after I was baptized, I received this little plaque.
所以我一直都记得，上面写着“喜乐的心就是良药”。
I always remember that cheerful heart is good medicine.
然后忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
That the broken spirit dried up bones.
所以这个一个喜乐的人呢，你影响到他整个的光景。
So a joyful person, it affects your whole condition.
我再借用一下那个孙弟兄他这个例子啊。
I'll use brother son's example.
他说他们年轻的时候有一些聚会，彼此有交通的聚会。
When they when they were younger, there are some fellowship that they have fellowship together.
上次他稍微提了一下，他说另外一个聚会呢，带领的弟兄们要鼓励弟兄姊妹要喜乐。
A brother from another gathering encouraged brothers and sisters to be joyful.
所以这些年轻人就是每天就要就这个脸上就一定要笑。
So these young people they put on a smile every day.
对，聚会的时候要高兴，要笑起来。
So they smile during the meetings.
然后孙弟兄这边的聚会呢，这个教的不太一样。
So what brother son in his gathering, what he fellowship was very different.
他们教说你在主面前呢，要悔改，要流泪，要捶胸，要认罪。
You have to return before the Lord. You have to return. You have to confess your sin.
所以有一次呢，他们这两个聚会合在一起，年轻弟兄姊妹合在一起，一同有聚会。
So when they were joined together in a meeting,
那就出现一种很诡异的状况。
A very eerie kind of environment.
然后这边呢，就是这样子，就是个很高兴这样子。
One side was very happy and laughing.
然后另外一边就这边认罪这个主赦免这样子。
The other side was confessing their sins.
我想弟兄姊妹好，这个认罪悔改好，这后面会带进喜乐，是深处。
When you confess your sin, when you repent, it will bring out that joy. It's from deep within.
那个喜乐没有办法用外面的方法呢，叫我们喜乐就喜乐起来。
Joy, it's not from outward circumstances, outward ways to make you be joyful.
其实当我这次准备的时候，我实在有个感觉。
When I was preparing this time, I have this sense.
我没有办法把喜乐的这些圣经节呢，通通聚在一起。
I cannot put all the verses about joy together.
然后拿到弟兄姊妹面前，然后大家就变得喜乐，这没办法。
And to put it before you, and then you can become joyful, it's impossible.
然后我也发现，我也很难。用讲道的方法 讲到喜乐这件事情。
And I can't really speak it in a way, you know, delivering a message that it's about joy.
因为它实在不是一个道理。
It's not a
不是一个理论。
It's not a theory.
所以我想我今天就跟弟兄姊妹一起的彼此的交通跟勉励。
So I want to fellowship with you and encourage one another.
所以我盼望说我们慢慢被带进一个光景，是神成为我们的喜乐。
They will be brought into a condition that the Lord, Him Himself is our joy.
然后真的经历在我们里面有一个涌流出来的喜乐。
That we truly experience from inwardly that the outflowing of that joy.
所以很多时候啊，这个平安跟喜乐是一起来的。
Many times.Peace and joy come together.
所以我们才说平安喜乐，平安喜乐。
So we say peace and joy, peace and joy.
但是在圣经里面有些地方哈，你很难用平安来表达。
But there are some places in the Bible that you can't really use peace to express it.
对，我刚刚举了一个例子，就是说当有一百只羊丢了一只。
When there are 100 sheep and one was lost.
然后主耶稣寻回那个迷失的羊的时候。他就说要欢喜快乐。
When the Lord found that lost sheep, He said to rejoice.
那这个时候他没有办法说我们一起平安吧。
He said he couldn't possibly said let's have peace.
那当那个浪子回来的时候呢，他父亲也没有办法说我们平安吧。他说我们要一同欢喜快乐。
When the prodigal son returned, the father couldn't say let's have peace, but rejoice.
所以弟兄姊妹，我实在心中有个感觉
So I have this feeling in my heart.
有时候我们看见朋友从不信主的情况信主了。
When we see a friend from being a non-believer to believe in the Lord Jesus.
然后其实我必须承认这是我自己有时候我们祷告的时候就说，哎呀，某某人信耶稣了，我们心中欢喜快乐。
Sometimes I have to say that, you know, when we pray, we said, oh, you know, this person has come to the Lord. We rejoice and with him.
但是其实我真的很跟大家承认，我还是觉得不是那么真的那么大的欢喜。
I have to admit to you, it's not that so much joy.
但是呢，但是主的心中是非常欢喜快乐。
But I have to say that the Lord in His heart, He rejoiced.
大家知道这一次那个韩国不是那个沉船吗？死了很多的孩子。
You know about the sunken ferry in Korea.
我只是举个假设的比方哈。
Just an example.
假设有一个父亲母亲呢，他有个孩子，好像在那个灾难里面。
Perhaps a mother or a father have a kid, have a child in that disaster.
然后真的已经好几天失去盼望，这个孩子肯定死了。
And has lost hope for a few days. The child has surely died.
但突然之间呢，那个救难人员说，你的孩子找到，而且是活的。
And all of a sudden, the rescuer saying, you know, "I found your child, and he is alive."
So, 弟兄姊妹，这个父母亲他的心中是什么样一个感觉呢
？What is how does the parent feel?
那是我希望大家揣摩，这是极大的欢喜。
Maybe you can imagine that this is such joy.
这个就是我们天父心中的感觉。
That is the feeling in our Father's heart.
当我们信主回头的时候，他觉得我们是。失而复得又死而复活的人。
When we believe and return, we are as if we are dead and have come alive and lost and been found.
所以当这个一个人信主的时候呢，哇，天上，我不知道这个想象中好像天上所有天使天君像拉拉队一样，都在里面欢喜快乐。
So you can imagine that when we one come to believe the Lord Jesus and the heavenly host, they'll be like a cheering team.
所以弟兄姊妹，当一个人回转归向主的时候，我们神心中。实在是喜乐。
When someone return to the Lord, our Lord is rejoice with them.
因为我们今天呢，把这个救恩呢看得不够大，所以我们还不够喜乐。
Because today we don't know how great a salvation this is, so we do not have that joy.
当我们越知道呢，那个我们得拯救的那个宝贵哈，那个极大的转变呢。我们心中真的为着这些朋友，这些新信主的弟兄姊妹，心中感觉喜乐，感谢喜乐。
The more we know the change that has taken place when one has believed, then our heart can truly rejoice for the friend.
然后我们刚刚念到那个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》那边。
When we read First Thessalonians.
他说、啊、要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，大家都很会背。
We often memorize, rejoice always, pray unceasingly, and everything give thanks.
然后要请注意好，这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
And please pay attention, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus towards you.
在那个保罗写帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候呢
，When Paul wrote First Thessalonians,
其实这些弟兄姊妹呢，只信主大概一两年。
These brothers and sisters have only come to the Lord for about a couple of years.
所以呢，他们对神的旨意呢，保罗不能讲得太高深。
Paul cannot go too deep into talking about the will of God.
他可能那个时候他没有办法写说，他们要在基督里面同归于一这样子。
They can't. He can't really share with them the oneness in Christ.
或是没办法跟他们讲说这个。我们会成为羔羊的心腹
or talk about we being the bride of the lamb.
所以他告诉这些出现的弟兄姊妹呢，什么是神的旨意呢？
But he told these brothers and sisters, what is the will of God?
要常常喜乐。
That is to rejoice always.
常常喜乐呢，就是神的旨意。
Rejoice always, this is the will of God.
所以哈，当一个人没有喜乐的时候呢，
So when a person do not have joy,
你就发现他基本上就不在神的旨意里面。
Then basically he is not in the will of God.
我有两个小孩啊。
I have two kids.
两个小孩很不一样。
They're very different.
那个老大这个小孩呢，从小就很喜欢笑。
The older one loves to smile when he was a kid.
所以大家看了就很喜欢，然后
Everybody likes him. He's always smiling.
然后逗他就高兴就笑。
You'll make him, you know, laugh and.
老二的女儿呢就完全不一样，都不笑。
The younger daughter just refused to smile.
对，她一两岁的时候呢，她如果记得没错，她没有一张照片是笑。
When she was about one or two, if I remember correctly, none of her pictures bear a smile.
所以那个时候呢，我心中就暗暗的有一个祷告。
I have a prayer in my heart.
我说这个小孩天生就不太喜乐。
It's as if, you know, she was born that she's not joyful.
所以呢，我心中有一个跟主有一个心愿哈，就是说，就是可以在因为家里面有喜乐呢。所以让他有改变，让他能够变得喜乐。
So I pray before the Lord that maybe when in the home there is joy, then she can be changed and she have joy too.
所以那时候我有感觉哈，就是家里面的这个如果有喜乐的这个气氛的话，我希望他能够受到影响。
When at home there is this atmosphere of joy, I hope that this will influence her.
所以今天我觉得好像这个。结果好像还可以。
So today I feel like the result is pretty good.
所以他现在是常常的笑。
So she often smile.
但小孩子不懂得什么叫喜乐。
But they don't know what is about being joyful.
但也许我们明白的人呢，也许我们因着有主的喜乐呢，也能够好像一个管道，让我们其他人也能够喜乐。
Maybe we who understand can become a channel that others would know what it is to have that joy.
所以好，弟兄姊妹，这个主就给我们一个很简单的一个旨意。
So the Lord gives us a very simple will.
要常常喜乐。
To rejoice always.
好，我们再念几处的圣经。
Let's read a few more verses.
那个约翰福音二十章二十节。
John chapter 20.
John chapter 20, verse
20.
说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。
And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord.
所以这个是当主耶稣被钉了十字架之后。
After the Lord was crucified.
然后坟墓里面的尸体不见了。
When the body in the tomb was gone,
当这些门徒们都不晓得怎么办的时候
，when they did not know what to do,
然后主向他们显现的一个情况
，the Lord revealed Himself to them.
我们再看路加福音第一章四十六节
，Luke chapter 1 verse 46.
路加福音第一章四十六节
，Luke chapter 1 verse 46.
玛利亚说：“我心尊主为大。”我灵以神我的救主为乐。
And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior.
所以这个是发生在玛利亚，天使向她显现说，玛利亚你要怀孕。
This was after the angel revealed to Mary that she was to be pregnant.
你要不结婚就不结婚同房就能够怀孕。
That before you're married, you will be pregnant.
所以她这时候有个反应说，我心尊主为大，然后我的灵以神我的救主为乐。
So this time her response was, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior.
然后我们再念一处罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter
5. 第一节到我就念到第四节好了，第五章一到四。
Romans 5:1-4.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation work patience, and patience experience, and experience hope.
我们跳到十一节哈，五章十一节。
Verse 11.
不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。
And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.
在这个罗马书第五章里面呢，弟兄姊妹，我们看到哈，我们跟神和好。
Brothers and sisters, in chapter 5 here, we see that we have been reconciled with God.
我们过去跟神是为敌为仇的。
We were in adversity with God.
那今天我们在神的在基督里面与神有 peace, 有和好。
But in our Lord Jesus Christ, we have this peace. We are reconciled with God.
但你会发现呢，我不仅要与神相合呢，更要以神，还要再进一步呢，要以神为乐。
Not only are we to be reconciled with God, but even one step further that we have joy in our Lord.
当然，我们有时候如果没有安息的话，你大概也喜乐不起来。
We know that oftentimes when we don't have rest, then we can't be joyful.
当我们进到那个安息里面的时候。
But when we enter into rest,
好像我们碰到主的时候
when we touch the Lord,
那个喜乐就从我们里面生发出来
the joy will be flowing out from within.
那个其实我们可能很多弟兄姊妹，也许像我一样好，我们都很喜欢这句话。
Many brothers and sisters are like me, and you love this verse.
第三节他说，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also.
对，就患难中你也可以欢欢喜。
That in tribulations we can also rejoice.
这个当然，我们这边讲到欢欢喜喜啊，也有夸口的意思。
Also here when we talk about rejoicing, it's also there's like a boasting too.
对，但是这个字呢，它其实也是欢喜快乐的意思。
It also means joy.
所以哈。我真的跟弟兄姊妹承认，我很难，好像把喜乐讲得很，好像很清楚。
I have to admit to you, I can't really put it very clearly about joy.
但是呢，你会发现，当我们经过患难的这个图画的时候
，But you realize when you go through this tribulation, this picture.
然后那个当中有一个喜乐出来的时候
，When the joy appears.
你一摸着那个喜乐了，你就知道什么叫喜乐。
When you touch the joy, you know what joy is.
所以当门徒看见主钉死了
，When the disciples see the Lord Jesus being crucified and is dead，
他们发现，哎呀，跟随这个三年多的这个主呢不见了。
The master whom they follow for three and a half years is gone.
然后现在竟然发生这个坟墓尸体也不见了。
That in the tomb, the body is gone too.
然后外面风声鹤唳呢，是好像他们感觉是逼迫这个基督徒的这个情况。
And there was persecution.
所以他们聚在一个小房间里面。
So they gathered together in a small room.
他们谈论他们心中害怕，他们心中愁苦。
They were discussing their fears and their sorrows.
在这个时候呢，主出现在这个房间里。
At that moment, the Lord came to them.
所以圣经记载说，门徒们一看见主，他们心中就喜乐。
And the Bible say that when the disciples saw him, the moment they saw him, they were glad.
好像一看见那个主，看见主的时候呢，一切的这个害怕。忧愁都烟消云散。
As if when they see the Lord, all these sorrow, all these fears are already gone.
那个玛利亚，当他这个天使跟他说你要童女怀孕。
When the angel told him that you'll be a virgin and you'll bear a son.
这个叫我们这个心思很难明白的事情。
It's hard for us to comprehend.
所以弟兄姊妹知道这个在犹太人的这个习俗里面，你这个犯奸淫。
And in the culture of the Jews, it's committing adultery.
犯奸淫的话，就直接每个人都有权利用石头把你打死。
Everyone can stone you to death.
玛利亚，我不想，也许玛利亚有这个有想到这件事情。
Maybe Mary has thought about that.
但是既然是主来的这个命令。
But because this was from the Lord.It was a commandment from the Lord.
他竟然有个反应说，我的心尊主为大，我的灵以我的神，以我的神救主为乐。
Yet she was able to say that my soul magnified the Lord and my heart is delight in my Lord.
所以啊，弟兄姊妹，我们真的可以经历在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
So brothers and sisters, we can truly be joyful.And during tribulations.
因为当我们跟神连接的时候呢，那边就有喜乐的源头。
When we are connected to God, then there is our source of joy.
我讲一个我自己经历的事情，你们听过的话就请包涵。
I'll tell you about what I experienced. If you have heard about it, please be patient with me.
我在比较这个学生时代的时候，我去参加一个特会。
When I was during my student years, I went to a conference.
那次特会呢，我们几个学生弟兄姐妹呢，提早一天到。
That particular conference, we went there one day before the conference starts.
所以第二天呢，我们可以我们还可以有点服侍去帮忙接机的。
So we could serve and we could help receive brothers and sisters who arrived at the airport.
然后我们就跟一个弟兄负责这个接送的弟兄就有点接触。
So we were able to have some contact with this brother who's in charge of this flight.
所以在那个聚会那几天的时候呢，我每次看到他的时候，都感觉他跟别人不一样。
Every time I see him during the meeting, I feel he is very different from others.
他不仅只是脸上有笑容。
Not only he bears a smile on his face.
但那个笑容好像是从他里面。发出来的。
But it was from within him.
有几次我看到他脸，我就觉得这个脸上有那种喜乐的光彩。
Sometimes I see him as if there is shining light of that joy.
所以我的意思说，当我看到这个聚会当中，也许七八百个人，但是有一个弟兄，他的喜乐呢，给我一个很深的印象。
Of these seven to 800 of participants there, the joy in his face on his face was.Make a deep impression in my heart.
所以那是我信主之后第一次觉得好像跟喜乐这件事情有点连在一起。
As if the first time I was connected to joy.
然后有一天那个下午聚会的时候。
During one afternoon.
然后我就坐在那个后面一点。
I was in the back.
然后我看到我们弟兄坐在前面一点。
He was sitting up front.
然后他就旁边坐了一些人。
Next to him were people.
哎，突然聚会当中啊，我突然发现他旁边有个人。突然伸手去攻击前面的人。
During the meeting, I saw the person sitting next to him was as if attacking the person in front.
然后我就吓了一跳，怎么有个人跑去打前面的人
？I was shocked because somebody just hit the person in front of him.
后来呢？然后我在路上碰到他的时候呢，我看见他旁边多了一个少年人。
When I met him on the road, I saw him. There was a young person next to him.
是他的儿子。
It was his son.
是个那个智能不足的。
He had some he was developmentally challenged.
对，所以我那天看到之后，我心中就有一个很大的震撼。
I was shocked when I saw that.
一个弟兄呢，能够在他孩子经过这么困难的时候呢，或者说他的家中有这么困难的情况的时候呢，他可以表现出是一个喜乐的人。
For a brother who has such difficulty in his home, he could really show forth that joy.
我略略可以感觉，因为我以前在台湾时候有一个蛮熟的朋友。
I can somehow feel it because I have a friend, a close friend in Taiwan.
他家里面就有一个智能不足的人。
They have the same situation at home.
所以那个时候他那个智能不足的那个弟弟呢，已经是国中年纪了。
So his brother, who was developmentally challenged, was already first grade.
Middle school.
Oh, middle school.
对。然后，但是我去他们家呢，他的表现像两岁。
But the way he acted out was like a 2-year-old.
对，很多那种不太合宜的举动都会出现。
There are a lot of inappropriate behaviors that took place.
然后做父母的那个老得很快。
The parents age very fast.
所以我看到，哎呀，我们的弟兄呢，他有这么一个小孩。
Yeah, I see our brother, he has this child.
但是在患难中呢，也能够欢欢喜喜。
Yet he could boast in tribulation.
所以在几年后，我听过他一点录音的见证。
After a few years later, I heard about his testimony.
所以他就讲到他的一些的心路历程。
He talked about what how he walked through this.
他们在家中，在私下里面呢，的确有很多的忧伤。
There are indeed a lot of sorrow that took place in their home.
他也盼望说有一天他孩子好像一个正常的小孩可以跟他打打球。
He has also hoped that this child would be normal again to be able to play ball with him.
不过他举了一个比方哈。
But he gave an example.
他说有一次他去一个孩子一个另外一个弟兄姊妹家里面。
He went to another brother and sister's home.
然后那个小女那家中有一个小女孩。
There's a little girl.
有一个已经长得比较大的，有一个很破烂的洋娃娃。
It's a big doll, kind of raggedy.
对。然后后来有个客人到他家，有个另外弟兄姊妹到他们家做客。
And our brothers and sister and the family came as guests.
然后跟他说：“哎呀，你这个洋娃娃这么旧又破烂，我给你买一个新的给你。”
Well, this doll is kind of raggedy. I'll buy a new one for you.
然后那个小女孩说：“我不要新的，我要这个旧。”
The child said, "No, I don't want the new one. I want this old one."
然后这个弟兄就讲说：“如果神今天给他换另外一个儿子的话，他也不要换。”
So this brother said, even if the Lord wouldn't have him exchange another child, he wouldn't.
因为在他的眼光里面呢，神所赐的呢是最好。
Because in his eyes, what the Lord has given is the best.
So, 这个可以成为他的祝福。
And this can be his blessing.
所以当我们用不同的眼光去看这个患难的时候呢，
So when we look at the tribulation in a different perspective,
发现我们才有办法欢欢喜喜。
Then we can indeed be joyful.
那个我也记得丁弟兄提到一件事情。
Brother Ding has mentioned another example.
就是他在比较老比较老年的时候，他的妻子呢，他姊妹得了癌症。
When in his old age, his wife got cancer.
其实我们那位老弟兄呢，他在生前的时候，我们也感觉这是一个喜乐的弟兄。
Our elderly brother, when he was still alive, we know that he was a very joyful brother.
他经过这个劳改斗争。
He went through all the
劳改。
The labor.
Camp. 对，然后但是经过之后呢，看不见火燎的味道。
Even after going through the labor camp, you do not feel that he has went through that.
是位喜乐的老弟兄。
He is a joyful brother.
当他在那个国内的时候呢，他就常常告诉弟兄姊妹们要常常喜乐。
When he was still in China, he told brothers and sisters, you have to rejoice always.
现在他的姊妹得了癌症。
Now that his sister was diagnosed with cancer,
他在家里面看见他姊妹常常非常非常的痛。
When he sees his wife bearing that pain,
所以他心里面也很痛，他总觉得说，我有没有可能帮他痛。
He felt the pain too, and he said, can I help her? Can I take her pain?
这时候呢，他有一个很大的挑战。
So at this point, he had a great challenge.
当他来到聚会的时候呢，他是要愁眉苦脸呢？
When he comes to the meeting, should he be kind of bearing that sorrow on his face?
他要很忧愁，心中有很大的压力呢？
To have that pressure in his heart?
还是他真的有办法像他平常所教的、所分享的，要常常喜乐呢？
Or can he truly be rejoicing always, just like he had shared with brothers and sisters?
这个凭着人做不到。
With men, this is impossible.
所以他祷告求主帮助他。
So he prayed to the Lord to help him.
他说，在这种情况下，求你教我也能够常常喜乐。
That in such circumstances, help me to rejoice always.
所以他的作见人说，他还果然还真的能够靠着主，还能够喜乐。
So he testified that indeed, in the Lord, he could still rejoice.
所以他是为着弟兄姊妹的缘故呢，他求主给他这个足够的恩典好。
For the sake of brothers and sisters, he asked the Lord to give him grace to be able to rejoice.
因为他要见证这句话呢，在患难中也是欢欢喜喜。
He wants to testify that this word indeed is you can boast in tribulation.
不过很不幸的，后来有一些姊妹误会他。
And it's very unfortunately some sisters misunderstood him.
姊妹就说，哎呀，弟兄啊，这个姊妹生病你还这么高兴。
And the sister said,You know, your wife is sick and you are still so happy.
不过神知道我们弟兄的心。
But the Lord knows our brother's heart.
Okay, 我们再念几处的圣经啊。
We'll read a few more verses.
约翰福音十五章十一节。
John chapter 15, verse 11.
约翰福音十五章十一节。
John 15:11.
我已经对你们这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
请大家注意好，这是主耶稣讲的话。
Please pay attention, this is the word that our Lord has spoken.
所以他这边讲了一个我的喜乐。
It says here, my joy.
所以这个喜乐是主的。
This joy is the Lord.
并且可以叫这些门徒的喜乐呢充足满足。
That can have the disciples' joy be made full.
我们再请看腓立比书四章四节。
Philippians 4:4.
腓立比书第四章第四节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我在说你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
然后再跳到第十节。
Verse 10.
我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。我主要着重在我靠主大大的喜乐。
The emphasis is on, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly.
我们再看一处哈，诗篇四十三篇。
Psalm 43.
诗篇四十三篇第四第五节。
Psalm 43 verses 4 and 5.
我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称赞你。我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他。他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God.
如果记得没错的话，
If I remember correctly,
那个第一次我听到 Andrew 的父亲那个李老弟兄来这边的交通。
When I heard the first sharing of our brother Lee's father,
他就是讲到这句圣经。
He shared about this verse.
他说，我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。
He said, I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy.
所以这边有一位神呢，叫做最喜乐的神。
Here is a God, it's a God of exceeding joy.
这个祭坛呢，也就是奉献的意思。
This altar is consecration.
也就是把我们所要的，把我们自己呢放下。
That is to say, what we want and for our, and ourselves to lay down.
哎，这件事情我也很难很难描述。
It's very hard for me to express.
这件事情叫做以神为乐。
This thing is called joy in God.
也就是说，喜乐的源头是从神来的。
The source of joy is God.
当神满意的时候呢，当神满足的时候呢，你会发现我们也喜乐。
When God is satisfied, you see that we can rejoice too.
这好像我不知道这个比方好不好，就有个小孩。
I don't know if this illustration is good, but for example, this child.
那父母亲希望他做一些正确好的事情。
Parents hope that the child will do something that's right.
然后这个小孩呢，就愿意顺服，然后这样子去行。
And the child was willing and obeyed to, do it this way.
然后父母亲看到他这样子愿意的时候，这样去行的时候，心中欢喜快乐。
When the parents saw that the kid was willing to do so, they are very joyful with him.
然后这个孩子呢，看见父母亲欢喜的时候，他自己也感觉很欢喜快乐。
So when the child see that his parents are very happy, then he's joyful too.
这其实是我们很多孩子的这种的一个反应。
It's our reaction.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，当我们这个主啊，主他自己喜乐充足的时候，我们这些人就很自然的喜乐充足。
So brothers and sisters, naturally when our Lord, his heart is fulfilled, his joy is fulfilled, then our joy is fulfilled too.
然后如果我们以别神代替耶和华的话呢，他的愁苦必加增的。
And if we replace the Lord with others, then our sorrow will multiply.
所以这个时候我们说好像哎呀，我的心为什么忧闷啊，为什么烦躁。
So here when we say, why are thou cast down my soul? Why are thou disquieted?
这时候怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
这个跟上次我提到那个安息的负轭是同样的意思。
It's the same when we say to rest and to bear the yoke, it's the same.
所以如果你不负主的轭啊，想要自己偏行己路。
If you do not bear the Lord's yoke and you walk your own way,
你找不到安息的。
You cannot find rest.
但是如果你愿意负主的轭呢，你会发现主的轭是轻省的，他是在他那边得到安息。
But if you're willing to bear the Lord's yoke, you realize that it is light and you can find rest.
所以若是我们愿意经过走到那个祭坛呢，把我们好像霸占我们的都放下的时候，
If we are willing to go through and be on the altar and to lay down what is
你就会
occupying us,
对，你就会遇见那位最喜乐的神。
Then you will meet the God of exceeding joy.
在那个保罗写腓立比书，
When Paul wrote Philippians,
很多人看腓立比书的时候，他觉得腓立比书在讲喜乐。
When many who read the Philippians, the book of Philippians, they will see joy. It's talking about joy.
其实腓立比书不是写喜乐。
Philippians is not talking about joy.
虽然它出现好多次，我在你就其实我自己把所有的喜乐啊什么，全部用红笔都画下来。欢欢喜喜啊，喜乐这些。
All about rejoicing and joy.
我忘记算有几次，大概十几次吧。
There are up to 10 times about joy.
但是腓立比书里面哈。他不是直接讲喜乐。
But Philippians is not directly talking about joy.
在那个我一般读圣经人，他们会讲到说，以弗所书呢是神借着保罗一个最高的启示。
Many who read the Bible would say that Ephesians is what the highest revelation that the Lord has given to Paul.
然后腓立比书呢，好像讲到一个基督徒一个最高的生活，一个最高的光景。
Philippians is talking about a Christian's life.In a highest kind of a condition.
Yeah. 所以呢，保罗在那个腓立比书它里面写些什么东西呢？
What has Paul written in Philippians?
他就叫基督在我身上照常显大。
That the Lord will be magnified in me.
然后我们要有基督耶稣的以基督耶稣的心为心。
That we have the mind of Christ.
我丢弃万事，看作粪土。
They have forsaken all.
我要直向着标杆直跑，得上面招我来的奖赏。
I'm going to press on toward the goal.
所以，在这个保罗的这个生命的表现里面呢，这是一个非常非常 怎么讲非常丰满的一个表现。
So the life that Paul has expressed is a fullness.
然后那个时候呢，他是被关在关起来的。
At that time he was being jailed.
所以他是失去，基本上是失去自由的。
He has lost his freedom.
所以他在整个这个光景里面呢，他没有被环境压住。
Yet in such a condition, he's not being oppressed by the circumstances.
所以他整个那个生命的那个丰富的表现呢，超越他所受的捆锁。
The fullness of his life has already surpassed the chains.
所以当他这个生命的这个表现出来的时候呢，
when this expression of life is released,
你就发现呢，那个喜乐呢是藏不住的。
That joy is you unable to hide it.
所以他整个这样表现出来之后，你就发现他就自然的就欢欢喜喜，然后就常常喜乐。各样的也劝弟兄姊妹要喜乐。
So very naturally he was rejoicing and he asked brothers and sisters to rejoice.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们好像就我们保罗弟兄好像受到捆锁。
Our brother as if he was being chained.
但是我们只要经过祭坛。
Yet through the altar.
我们就可以遇见那位最喜乐的神。
And we can meet the God of exceeding joy.
有些弟兄姊妹读过你。托生弟兄的一些的传记。
Some brothers and sisters have read Brother Nee's biography.
我想我们弟兄还是人哈，他不是神。
Our brother is still man and is no God.
但是我们学的呢是他学基督的那个方面。
But we learn of him is where he learned of the Christ.
在有一本这个传记里面的最最后面。
At the very end of the biography.
对。他讲到我们弟兄的最后离去的那一两年的那些情况。
It speaks about the last couple of years before our brother
was received. 监狱里面哈，不太清楚他的细节情况。
We don't know the details in the jail.
不过呢，在那个1971年的时候
，1971，
他那时候已经68岁。
He was about 68.
68岁的时候，他已经关了大概超过19年了。
He was in prison for about 19 years.
对，他是为着做主的见证，不愿意放弃信仰被关的。
Because he would not give up the Lord Jesus.
他本来是
and he was in prison.
只要关15年。
It was a sentence of 15 years.
后来又再延长到20年。
But extended to 20.
对，20年之后还是没放。
But they did not release him after that.
但是在他关19年。多的时候
when he was in prison for about 19 years,
其实他经过的不容易，因为他在关入狱之前呢，他很忙碌，他为着主的服事工作是非常忙碌。
He was very busy prior to the imprisonment.
所以他其实对他的姊妹呢，心中一直有一些亏欠。
He had felt sorry for his wife.
所以这次的那个进监牢呢，给他一个感觉，他说如果我可以出来的话呢，我应该要多花点时间照顾我的妻子。
So he felt that if he was released, he would spend more time to take care of his wife.
然后他身体其实也不太好。
He was not very, he doesn't have a good health.
然后又加上那个劳改营里面这各样的这些压迫。
And on top of that, the labor camp.
真的很不幸，在他关了十九年多的时候呢。
About over 19 years.
有一次他姊妹是没有被关的。
His wife was not imprisoned.
但是受了很多。这些红卫兵的这些逼迫
，by a lot of persecution。
但是他姊妹那一次，有一次站在椅子上放东西
，when she was putting something while standing on a chair，
不小心摔下来
，accidentally she fell，
摔下来就过世了
，and she passed away。
然后这个消息就送到那个监狱里面的女弟兄
，and the news was delivered to our brother。
没有人知道他怎么感觉
，nobody knew how he felt。
但是你可以想象他的感觉。
But you can imagine.
到了那个1972年，也就是他关了20年之后。
1972 after 20 years imprisonment.
他还是没被放出来。
He was not released.
所以那个时候他写了一封信，这是他写的最我们能够得到的最后一封信。
So he wrote his last letter.
The one that we
were able to see.
表姐。
He wrote to his cousin.
他就是一些平常的话，他说你送给我的东西，就是寄给我的东西，我都收到了。
He told her what you have sent, I have received.
那我身上有一种有慢性病。
I have a slow illness.
然后发病的时候很难受。
When it comes, it's very uncomfortable.
平常有时候还好。
Normally it's fine.
但基本上只有那个发病不发的情况，没有不会好，不会好的，没有好不好的。
When a sickness appears, it's hard. It's just not totally healed.
然后夏天那个晒太阳呢，可以稍微皮肤可以晒黑一点。
In the summer, my skin is kind of darkened.
但是病没有办法改变。
But it doesn't change my illness.
他最后这样写。
At the end, he wrote this.
但我维持自己的喜乐。
But I continue to be joyful.
请你放心。
Please be assured.
对，希望你也多保重一点，心中充满喜乐。
To take care of yourself and to have joy in your heart.
对，他说，所以他在被关了二十年之后。
That after being imprisoned for 20 years.
他写的信里面呢，他是说。我维持我心中的喜乐。
Yeah, he said I still maintain that joy in my heart.
然后也愿收信的人呢，心中充满喜乐。
That the one who received the letter would be filled with joy in her heart.
所以当所以同一年呢，过了几个月之后，他就被主接去了。
And he was received by the Lord a few months later.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以思想一下。
We can think about this.
就说你被你身体不好。
You don't have a good health.
你关了这么多年。
After being in prison for so many years,
你好像有盼望可以放出来。
As if there is hope for you to be released.
你也有盼望说我可以再跟我妻子有机会团聚。
That to be reunited with your wife.
但这些通通都没有。
All these are gone.
但到了最后呢，他说我仍然维持我心中的喜。
Yeah, at the end, he said, I still maintain this joy that is in my heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，我要问一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
这件事情怎么可能
？How is this even possible?
就说我们人生的路上哈，有些事情我们怎么可能可以喜乐起来
？In our life's journey, there are some things. How are we able to be joyful?
所以这边给我们看见一件事情。
So here it shows us one thing.
只有主呢，只有我们的神呢，是我们的喜乐。
Only God, only our Lord is our joy.
其他事情哦，整件事情真的是 impossible， 不可能的。
The whole thing is impossible.
到了我们人生的终了，经过这些的事情，我还最后有一个话说，我可以维持我的喜乐。
After at the end of your life, after going through all these, and yet you can still say, I have maintained the joy in my heart.
所以呢，只有当我们碰见神，当我们跟神连在一起的时候呢，我们发现。才有可能胜过这些殆尽时了。
So it is when we meet our Lord, when we touch our Lord and connected to Him, then even during these times we can have that joy.
所以弟兄姊妹好，就是我希望这一次能够，我借着一些见证好，这些例子好，我们能够碰到那个从主来真正的喜乐。
I hope that through these testimonies we can truly touch.The true joy that is from our Lord.
这个喜乐呢，可以经过检验，可以经过测试。
This joy can go through experiment, can examination.
这个喜乐呢，不是环境可以限制得住。
This joy is not bound by circumstances.
这个喜乐呢，带进复活的大能，它在最深、最黑暗、最死亡的光景，它能够跑出来，我们看见它的喜乐。
This joy brings forth from resurrected power, and through all the darkness and all the sorrow.You can see that joy.
我们最后再念一处的圣经。
We'll read another verse.
我再念两处就好。一个是希伯来书十二章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2.
希伯来书十二章第二节，对。仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐。就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of all faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
主因为摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难。
So in view of the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross.
我们最后再念一处是彼得前书，这边没有。
First Peter 1:8.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来 满有荣光的大喜乐。
Whom having not seen, ye love, and whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
这是 unspeakable, 你说不出来的这个喜乐。
This joy is unspeakable.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这个我们主怎么能够忍受十字架的苦难呢？
How could our Lord have endured the cross?
因为呢，他看见他摆在前面他所成就的那个喜乐。
Because he sees that joy that he has already accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要感到稀奇。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be amazed.
我们这些人竟然成为我们主的喜乐。
We have become our Lord's joy.
他因为看见他所成就了之后呢，我们有一批人被他拯救出来。
That after he has finished the work, that we will be saved.
然后成为神家中的儿女。
That will become children of the Lord.
成为有一天成为他的心腹。
That one day will be his bride.
所以他看见那个摆在前面的喜乐。
Then he see the joy that is set before him.
所以地上一切十字架这些苦难呢，都算不了什么。
And all the cross, all the tribulation is nothing.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，喜乐可以成为我们在地上行走的一个极大的力量。
This joy can be an unspeakable strength as we walk.
如果我们在地上看到很多事情啊，其实没有什么好鼓舞我们的。
On this earth, there are many things, but yet it cannot encourage us.
啊，好像这个事情那个事情，没有什么事情真的给我们那个属天的力量。
Nothing gives us that heavenly strength.
这些东西换不了真正的喜乐。
It cannot change, it cannot get you the real true joy.
所以我们也应该彼此勉励。
So let us encourage each other.
我们因为看见主那个喜乐的，我们喜乐的主的缘故。
We see our God who is joyful.
我们在地上能够行走有力。
That we walk on this earth with strength.
我们一生啊，好像一个诗一样。
That our entire life is like a praise.
我们虽然今天我们没有办法亲自面对他，看到他。
Even though today we cannot see him face to face.
但因为我们心中对他渴慕的缘故。
But yet because our heart desire him.
我们慢慢明白什么叫做最喜乐的神。
And we can gradually know what is the God of exceeding joy.
然后在我们一生这个诗篇的总结的最后呢。
At the end of this praise.
应该就是喜乐跟赞美。
It's joy and praise.
能够这个喜乐跟赞美。那个满有荣光的大喜乐呢，成为我们一生的一个总结。
That this unspeakable joy will be a conclusion of our life.
所以我想，弟兄姊妹，我还是不容易表达。
It's hard for me to express it.
但是弟兄姊妹，只要记得哈，我们要以神为乐。
But remember that we joy in God.
只要跟那位最喜乐的神呢连上。
That we're connected to that God of exceeding joy.
对，没有任何环境能够限制我们的喜乐。
No circumstances can bound and
con 然后我们在地上行走的时候呢，就能够力上加力。
No circumstances can bound our joy, and we'll be able to walk on this earth strength unto strength.
我们就可以同意彼得所讲的。
And we can amen with Peter.
我们虽然没有看见他。
That even though we have not seen him,
但是却因着爱他、渴慕他的缘故。
And because we love him and we desire him.
心中就充满满有荣光的大喜乐。
That our heart is filled with joy unspeakable.
OK, 我想我们彼此勉励。
Let us encourage each other.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
其实我们是在感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们在地上原本不会有喜乐。
On this earth, we have no joy.
但是因着认识你的缘故。
Because we know you.
主啊，因着你是那位喜乐的神的缘故。
Because you are the God of joy.
主啊，我们得着了那个属天的平安。
We have this heavenly peace and heavenly joy.
并且你应许我们
but and he promises
是吧，你的喜乐成为能够喜乐充足的充满在我们心里面。
That your joy will be filled, it will be fulfilled in our hearts.
因此我们把我们都交在主手中。
So Lord, we lift ourselves to you.
我们实在承认我们常常忧愁也愁苦。
We admit that we are oftentimes sorrowful.
我们亏缺了你的旨意。
And we have fall short of your will.
但是我们实在知道你所要的就是叫我们能够常常喜乐。
But we truly know that what you want is for us to rejoice always.
是世界上所给不了我们的。
What the world cannot give us.
唯有那位天上的神才是我们心中的喜乐。
Only the God in heaven can give us our joy.
愿你继续的开启我们，让我们看见 你所赐给我们的是何等的宝贵。
Continue to reveal to us that what you have given us is so precious.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.